It was on me like a hawk every single day. And I must have called that lady 4 or 5 times a day. And I called tons of people. I went to a meeting every day. COVID hit. I went to 2 meetings a day for COVID. I fought for my life. So I know at this point the decision to stay, no matter what, is the only option for me, because I fought my way back from a place where I had everything. Now I had a career, a car, a healthy child. My child had issues, but he was healthy. He was there. And going to meetings and everything else. But the reality of the situation is I knew that up here could only recover if I stopped going in and out with the abstinence. So what I'm like now is I want to tell you about step 2, because the biggest defect I find that gets in the way is distrust. Distrust of other people, and that reflects my distrust in my higher power. And then the antidote to that is to believe that I am exactly today where I need to be in my recovery, in my life, no exceptions. And I deserve to have that relationship with my higher power, that line clear enough that I can actually get the affirmation that, yeah, I'm being taken care of. I very much need to be taken care of by somebody or something. That goes along with being unconditionally loved for me. I need to know that somebody's got that big world out there so I don't have to keep juggling it. That's what keeps me abstinent. So I've planned to try something with you today and to offer you a tool that's been offered to me over and over again. And the tool was used yesterday. Is Karen Ann? Okay. Karen Ann told me where the tool came from. I just know that over the years when I've been in a bad place, people have said, "Why have you tried that reciprocal writing? Have you tried writing a letter to your higher power and then writing one back? Have you? It's always been like this last-ditch thing, but apparently it was part of Bill Wilson's daily meditation. And so you are welcome to follow along with me and give this a shot. And by the way, you know, I think for today, the results of your writing, please share with a trusted friend or your sponsor. We're not going to do any sharing out, just writing. So this activity, I call it reciprocal writing. And if you are in any way bristling against the word God, I want you to know I've been around here a long time, so God is just what I call this incredible force of creativity that is arranging my life and keeping me healthy and infusing me with joy. It could be anything. My first higher power was literally a mountain outside of Palm Springs because I could always see it from where I was. And whatever that is for you, you're going to write a journal entry to that entity, to that higher power. And on this example, I put the casual version, like, "Hey there, higher power, it's me just sitting here with a lot on my mind. I've got some things I need to get off my chest, so here goes." Whatever you need to do, whatever you want to write, and however you want to do it. It isn't, the grammar police are not going to come around and check on your. So if you need to do bullet points, just do bullet points. Here's the interesting thing. You have something inside of you that represents and reflects that higher power out there. It says in the big book, deep down within every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And whatever you call it, it's there. So guess what? You get to write. After you're done, you get to write a letter from your higher power back to you in response. And I have done it sometimes right hand, left hand. And that's worked for me. But that's, you don't have to do it that way. But that's one suggestion. And I don't know the science behind it enough to even justify it. But there's some scientific reason. It's tapping into a spiritual presence. So you're writing to your higher power with your, well, if you're left-handed, then you'd go with your left hand, right? You'd write with your left hand. And then when you write the letter back, you use your right hand.
Yeah. You don't have
to. And you don't have to. You don't have to if you don't.
Why not be able to read it?
I'm very pleased to be able to share this workshop with Cheryl. And I moved to Oregon 2 years ago. And when I came to the convention, I went up there to start a meeting because we didn't have anything. And I met these ladies from Oregon. So it's been really my first connection to people in Oregon that were, it's, there's that trust. So she's also going to come up here and tell her portion of the story. Okay.
Project from the gut. Yes, I got it, Ellie.
She's going to come up here also and tell her story. And then to close this portion, this tool is available to you 24/7. And I'm hoping the flyer will float up 6 months from now from all the papers, and you'll give yourself another shot at it, or tomorrow.
Judy. Two-way prayer online. Brooke AA, and it goes.
Oh, thank you. It's online. Two-way prayer.
Fantastic. So here's Cheryl.
Good morning, happy abstinent people, if you're awake. Thank you for being here and sticking around to the end of the convention. First off, I would like to read something that I have in my notes on my phone that I always think is great. Okay. I'm Cheryl J. I am from Gresham, Oregon. And yesterday I celebrated 31 years in the program without leaving. Thanks. Higher power. I'd like to read this little note that says, good morning, this is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help. So relax and have a great day. I love that. So I decided to share that since we just wrote. Okay, so my story, I'm just going to do briefly on what got me into program because I want to discuss, well, you really do have to get close to this thing, don't you? Thank you. Okay, yeah, I'm a professional. Okay. All righty, thank you. I don't want to dwell too much because a lot of our stories are the same, and I really would like to talk about the willingness, how I continue to have the willingness to stay in the program for 31 years through ups and downs. What really was the end, just briefly, was I had been dieting. I got into the program when I was 32, and I'm 65 now. And I had been dieting off and on since I was a teenager, tried all of the programs, and I was in this one program to lose weight, and I needed to lose about 100 pounds. Oh, I forgot to say, my top weight was 290. I'm maintaining 140-pound weight loss for the last 30 years. Thank you. And what got me into program was I gave up. I gave up on the dieting. I gave up on trying. And I didn't know at the time that that's the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
I left the diet club after 25 pounds. I needed to lose 100. And I remember talking. I've always believed in God. I've always believed that he was good. But I never knew how to communicate with him. He was up there, you know. I'm down here. And didn't know if he cared about anything but big world events. So I remember having a conversation saying, I'm done. I'm overweight, and I'm going to just, this is the way you made me. I'm going to stay this way, and I'm going to be happy. Well, that lasted about 3 months. I gained 30 pounds. I weighed 260 pounds at the time, and I gained 30 pounds within 3 months. That is terrifying. That terrified me that I could not maintain being overweight. What is that? I thought as soon as I gave up, I would just stay where I'm at. I had no clue about a progressive disease. I had no clue that I even had a disease that was threefold. So that was the beginning. That was the end of the beginning of the end. 3 months went by, and I looked in the mirror, and I remember thinking, not only was I terrified that I couldn't maintain, and what is wrong with me, that I can't maintain to 260 pounds, I have to be 290 pounds now, and I go to the store and get pants, and it's like I'm at the top size. What am I going to do after this? I think that was the beginning of my willingness to give up my own power, to give up my own will, was just to stop the dieting. And God says, okay, you need to do more than that. You need to, because look what's going to happen. So there was a lady who, please share your program. You never know. You never know who you're going to help. There was a lady at work. She had lost 90 pounds. She was my first sponsor. And she would freely share the program with everybody. And I remember saying to her, well, what's, because I'd been to OA How before, and I wasn't for me. And I said, what's the difference between that program and this program that we're in, or that she was in? And she said, positive thinking. She says, we think positively. And we go by the 12 steps of AA. And I didn't know anything about that. I had no clue about alcoholics and AA. So she gave me a book. I took it home. And I read the stories in the back. And I remember reading one story about this guy who was a party. And he saw people drinking half of their drink and leaving it on the table and leaving the room before it was gone. And all of a sudden, I just got this light bulb up in my head. Oh, my gosh, that's me with food. If I'm at a restaurant and I'm sitting around with people at a table and they're eating desserts or something, and they leave it, I'm thinking, how can they do that? That's like liquid gold to me, you know? It's like I want to reach over and grab it. The compulsive person wants to grab it and eat it. But anyway, so that's enough of that. That's what got me into program. That's what got me desperate enough. What kept me willing to stay here through ups and downs and quite a few years of back-to-back abstinence. And I have to admit, I just restarted my abstinence again because one of the things I'm finding about being in for so long is complacency and just being lackadaisy and just, you know, you either slow down on your questions or you slow down on your writing or you slow down on your outreach or, you know, getting sloppy with your weight and measuring or that looks okay, you know, and it scales over here, but I'm going, okay, that looks okay. And I don't weigh it or whatever. So I started my abstinence over again. But the willingness to do that comes obviously from my higher power. The willingness to stay here is more than the food. It's more than maintaining 140-pound weight loss. It is the freedom from everything in my life. My life is not the same as it was before. He's given me a new life. This program has given me a brand new life because I'm new in here.
I think differently. I handle things differently. I'm easier going. I don't try to control people, places, and things. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have my days. I'm still human. But I have tools to turn to. I have a program and a fellowship to turn to. I didn't have anybody. I felt so isolated when I was, I didn't even know what was wrong with me before. And finding out that I was a compulsive overeater was the best news ever, because I was at the point where I was, you're scared. You're scareder when you don't know what's wrong with you. And in my mind, if I can figure out, and I was trying really hard, but when I gave up, I found out through the grace of God that I was a compulsive overeater, and I was grateful, because then I knew there had to be an answer out there somewhere. And for me, this is it. This is the easier, softer way. I don't have to think about diets. I don't need to pay attention to any commercials. I don't need to pay attention to how much water I'm drinking, how much calories I'm counting. I just have a black and white food plan and 7 tools and 12 steps to guide my whole life now. It was like, and that's my willingness. My willingness is the freedom that I feel. If somebody was to tell me that you need more structure and discipline in your life, that you would feel more freedom and be happier, I'd be like, yeah, right. I need more structure and discipline. I was a rebellious teenager. I did not want structure or discipline. I wanted to control people, places, and things and get my own way so I don't have to feel uncomfortable. But it's true. It's an oxymoron. Like everything in this program, it rewrites my tapes in my head. And so, yeah, within the boundaries of this program, it makes sense. I didn't time myself, did I? Sorry. Okay, all right. I'll wrap it up. Stick around. Don't leave before the miracle. And don't leave after. God's got so much more. Your higher power has so much more for you in your life. I can't imagine all the stuff that I wouldn't have been able to imagine all the stuff that he's brought to me in my life. I'm a totally different person, but when that old person tries to come back, I know I have my higher power to fall back on. And that's my willingness to stay in this program has nothing to do with the food and nothing to do with the weight. It has everything to do with the spirituality, my connection with my higher power, and the freedom of the bondage of self, of overthinking, overdoing, overcontrolling my life and everybody else. So thank you very much.